The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Yesterday, fair dinkum, good morning and welcome to the Dead Set Legends on this, well, I was going to say beautiful Sunday morning, but there's cloud everywhere, rain on the horizon, even thunder and lightning. After yesterday, anything could happen. Fair dinkum, how did we lose that game? Well, let's go right into the heart of all the action to a man who rang me at halftime yesterday. He was distressed halftime of the big clash. He couldn't talk properly. He wasn't happy. The one and only former Crows champion, Andrew Newton Jarman. Good morning, Jars. How are you?
G'day, Cage. G'day, Adelaide. It's flat. It's a flat feeling amongst the Crow fraternity, KG.
Flat. I'm shattered.
It's devastating. It's shattering. What happened? Where did it go wrong? Who's to blame? They're all the questions that all the Crows faithful that I've seen this morning. Jars, what's going on? What happened? You know, what's Pikey going to do? You know, what's Roo going to do? There's so many questions we've got to get through the next 2 hours, KG, but take nothing away from the Richmond
Footy
Club.
Great.
10 minutes into that second quarter, they went up a gear.
Unbelievable.
And they outworked us. They had more energy. Their leadership stood up. They were wonderful to watch, KG, at full flight. That's probably, that was, for me, seeing the pressure and making our boys turn the ball over. I didn't recognise our blokes, KG, after halftime.
Well, exactly. So many blokes just didn't produce. But, Jazz, what was the feeling like? Looking at the television, they were going absolutely nuts, the Richmond supporters.
Oh, mate, they have gone berserk over here. They've had to close the streets down in Richmond. Geez. All the pubs ran out of booze. There's blokes being tasered and sprayed.
You're joking.
And locked up and jumping on vehicles. It's like, you know, when you win the World Cup,
yep.
You know, it's that type of atmosphere over here. It is incredible what's happening. 10 o'clock today, we're about now, what is it, 10 o'clock in Melbourne. They've opened up the punt road there, the footy ground there at Richmond, and they reckon there's going to be 40, 50,000 people there, Cage, today.
Unbelievable,
to
guys.
See the players. Yeah.
We're going to talk to Andrew Fagan, the CEO of the Crows, a little later, Action Pack program. Look, we're going to come back and dissect what didn't happen yesterday at the MCG. I'm struggling to come to terms with it.
No, I've got to get this off my chest. You are the reason why we lost yesterday. For your negativity and the way you've been whacking Tex all year. I had to get that off my chest.
I take
responsibility.
I whacked him once mid-season when his form was terrible, for goodness sake. Unbelievable. It's not my fault they got beat yesterday. I was out at home barracking for him and cheering for them. Fair dinkum. Now, I could stop the bloody Melbourne Express after yesterday. Anyway, we're off and running. We're going to talk to the Triple M family about all the things that didn't happen in yesterday's AFL Grand Final. Stay with us, folks. Back soon.
With Ken KG Cunningham in Adelaide and over in Melbourne, Andrew Newton Jarman.
Oh, yes. What a day it was yesterday. The AFL Grand Final with Richmond smashing the Crows by 48 points in a result that I did not see coming. Not at all.
We didn't, did we, KG?
No, Jars, we did not, mate. We did not see it coming. In fact, Jars, let's hear from our coach, Don Pike, about what he thought about how disastrous the day was. Here's Don Pike.
I sit here proud of my team and what they've achieved. And, you know, today was disappointing. And that's what happens in sport. We had a bad day. We really did. I mean, if I look at it, you know, all year I've been talking to you guys about our team and our even contribution. And today we didn't get it. And that's disappointing because it's when the game, the big games are on, you know, you've got to bring your best. And we didn't bring our best today. And that's not taking nothing away from Richmond. I thought they were fantastic. I just felt like today we would individually, and I'm saying players and coaches, we would say we could have been better.
Now, Jars, what would you say to those comments?
Yeah, look, obviously he's measured. He's got to be measured. Yep. He's got to be positive because this is his team that he's building, KG, and There's three tiers of football. There's the home and away, right, standard of football. Then there's the final series, which is another level. And then there's a grand final. There's a grand final, and then you look at your game plan. Does it hold up in a grand final?
Good point.
Did the Adelaide Crows' game plan yesterday hold up on a grand final. And that's what you've got to look at as a senior coach. Yeah, they won 17 games for the home and away. They played brilliant football in the final series, which has been one-sided, as we know. Then there's that level. Then there's the grand final level, which goes up another 25-30%. Were our boys prepared? Were they mentally switched on? They're the questions that Poggy has to go through. And then reputations are built on grand final day, KG.
Exactly.
Reputations. Right. That's where you walk away and people go, this bloke can play on the big stage. We didn't see that yesterday. He got let down by senior players and his leadership.
But, Jarz, there's no doubt in my mind, and we'll hear from a Crows fan soon, but there's no doubt in my mind there were some reputations player-wise tarnished by that performance yesterday. And there's no doubt about that. Let's hear what a Crows fan had to say about the performance yesterday. Here we go. See, now that's they didn't choke, for goodness sake, but that's the reaction, Jars.
Well, choke.
Did you think they choked?
No, not at all, KG. Blokes don't go out there to try and choke, KG.
No.
They just got outplayed from the 10-minute mark of that second quarter. Richmond lifted the gear. Richmond's game plan suited grand final football. Fierce pressure. You look at when I look at some of the key stats, contested football, 170
killed.
To 140.
Yep.
You got no way. That means you're not getting your hands on the ball first, right? So Richmond destroyed us in that period there. Then you look at the clearances where we've been dominant all year.
Yep.
45-39, even though Big Sauce got his hands on the ball. And then this is the tackle count that really, really impressed me. Tackles effective inside forward 50, KG.
Yep.
18 Richmond compared to 9 the Adelaide Crows.
Mm.
There's your grand final win because they locked the ball in their forward 50.
Yep.
You look at our forward 50, too tall.
We're
too tall.
But they were way off beam.
Didn't get the balance right. So then the questions are, what if we brought in Hampton and Miller and dropped Jenkins and Otten? Just to make sure we had a bit more ground speed.
Yeah,
they're the questions I've got to ask, Cage.
I know, but it's all very well to be wise after the bet. Look, let's throw the lines open to the Triple M family. What went wrong yesterday? We've had a terrific season, but on the big day of the year, what went wrong?
What's got to change?
What's got to change?
Let's get a bit more gutsy and more deep with this kind of questioning, please.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, unbelievable.
You don't feel well.
1-3-3-4. See, did you get on the Terps last night?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did. But
see, I can always pick it when you've been on the Terps.
Nah,
you get aggro.
Yeah, but I was aggro coming here, and then I got abused by a couple of Richmond supporters.
Good.
One yelled out, "Sucked in, Darren Jarman." You know, that just
didn't even get your name right.
No, that's exactly right, and I told him to piss off.
Yes, welcome back to the Sunday edition of Dead Set Legend. We're not smiling this morning after yesterday's debacle. I can give you the strong tip on it. We'll talk to Andrew Fagan a little later. I got my sparring partner in Melbourne who's being attacked by everybody over there. They're burning crow scarves and doing all sorts of things. What's it like there, Jars?
Oh, last night it was... Obviously, they were very excited, but some of the Crows fans, one of them got his scarf set on fire, egged on by his mates, and then they also tried to light up the Adelaide Crows mascot. But anyway, a couple of blokes got cuffed away by the coppers. About 20 got evicted from the MCG, but they're running amok here in Melbourne. These Richmond supporters, by golly, there are about 100,000 of them just roaming the streets of Melbourne.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's go to the Triple M family. What went wrong yesterday? What's your honest views as to what didn't happen, what should have happened? Let's go to David of Craigmore. Morning, David.
Yeah, g'day, my fellas. How you going?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. Yeah, Dave. Fantastic, thanks.
Yeah, real good, eh?
Yeah.
Look, I'd just like to say, look, the honest truth is, I think the Crows failed again on a big stage. I think you're very good at Adelaide Oval when you're playing in front of all your own crowd. But when you've got to go over to Melbourne in a big game, you have a history of it and you failed. And if you want to go through the team, we can go to Eddie Betts, did absolutely nothing. Taylor Walker, did nothing. There's key players in your forward line that needed to stand up. Your defenders were under pressure all day. They're pretty boys in Adelaide, fellas. They're pretty boys in Adelaide.
Hang on.
When you get away from Adelaide Oval, you've got to get a bit of mongrel in you. You've got to get a little bit of fight in you. You're shown up again by a team that everyone didn't pick to make the grand final. You're a bunch of pretty boys, fellas, and that's all you
are. Well, that is... Look, you can have a crack at what they didn't do or should have done yesterday, but don't come on this program and call them pretty boys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
What's the difference? Louis calling us lovely boys. What's the difference?
Well, he shouldn't do that either.
Well, he does though.
Well, stand up to him.
Well, I do. I tend to switch off when he talks, but that's the feeling over here with some of the media and some of the past players that our boys do struggle away from Adelaide KG. That's some of the feedback I'm getting.
We didn't hit hard enough.
We just didn't play hard, tough footy yesterday.
Exactly.
KG,
but you don't think Richmond and the other side struggle when they come to Adelaide? For goodness sake,
it's not
a one way street.
Yeah, correct. I agree.
Alex from Westbourne Park. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Look, they just got beaten all over the ground, honestly. And in the coaching box, on the ground, I don't think there was a winner over the ground.
What about the coaching box? What were your problems there?
Oh, listen, I don't think they made any moves. Didn't make any moves to try to get the ball going forward. Dusty, up back. I don't know. They just could have made some moves. The Crouchy boys didn't get a touch. Rory. There were some moves that possibly could have been made. Just to get the ball going.
Well, I made that point to Jars off air a moment ago. I felt in the third quarter that perhaps from the coach's box they should have tried to throw things around and try something different, because what wasn't happening wasn't working for sure.
Okay. Yeah, listen, another quick one.
Yep.
If you got the biggest change that Richmond made was put Neil Barm on as director of football.
Yeah. Well,
as a director of football. He's won more grand finals than Alistair Clarkson.
He
started at Collingwood.
Yep.
Then he went to Geelong.
Yep.
He's got three there. They get him back to Richmond. First year he's back. What does he do?
Premiership.
He's got the Midas touch, hasn't he?
He has got the touch. Good on you, Alex. Cool there. Unbelievable. Tony of Anfield. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Richmond supporter. This is good.
Yes, I am a Richmond supporter.
Okay, where are you
I
going?
I haven't rung up to gloat. I did that last night.
Thank you.
Where I thought we could get Adelaide was to rattle their defence and upset the transition game.
Yep.
Yeah. You rely solely on your foot skills through the middle of the ground, and when that didn't happen, the ball ended up being in dispute, and Richmond were just superiorly quick all across the ground for Adelaide. And if Adelaide think their solution to fixing that is to get Bryce Gibbs or Tom Rockliffe into the club, think again. Mm. The second you played Otten, Jenkins and Walker in the forward line, and you played Hardigan, Talia and Lever in the back line, I thought we were a big show. You should have played Malera. You should have played Gallucci. You should have put more runners in the game.
Well, what about
Richmond
Gallucci?
All Richmond have got is runners, and that's what should have happened.
Well,
makes a valid point,
Well,
Cage.
He does, but particularly Miller, right? There's no doubt about that, but you couldn't possibly
play
Gallucci.
But then when you keep backing in the same players and you play and you've won 17 games, had a draw,
yep.
Your percentage is the best in the comp, you've had two outstanding wins in the final
yep.
series. As a senior coach, you don't tend to change it.
Well,
you
just, exactly
you
right.
back these boys in because they haven't let him down. But like I said, yeah, the grand final is a different beast. And Richmond's game plan suited grand final football, KG, and that's something the club has to fix up next year.
Well, their pressure was unbelievable, Jazz.
But their speed at ground level was outstanding, and they shut down our corridor. We couldn't get any transitional football from halfback, which is the DNA of the side.
Mm.
So they played well.
They did. Jackson of Ridgehaven. Good morning, Jackson. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going today?
Oh, been better.
Oh, yeah. Keep going,
yeah,
better.
That's not good.
Well, how do you feel?
How do you feel, Jack?
Oh, mate, look, I'm not even a Crow supporter, but I want to give my 2 cents worth, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Righto. So, just a few things. I think the Crow should have played in the government, even if he was underdone, because he had an absolute stinker.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Right.
Jenkins, mate, he was shocking. He's a basketballer. He couldn't even tap a footy to save his life. He was shocking.
Well, that's
he had a very poor game. He's had a poor final series too. I agree with that.
That's
his nose is so big, it's in the way of the bloody ball all the time. And the third thing, the bloody Crows play like private school boys, mate. No grunt about it. Nothing. Shocking. Shocking, mate.
Oh, yeah. Jump on the bandwagon, you blokes. You're all the same. You just wait for the opportunity to stick the knife right in the middle of the back. Fair dinkum. Thanks, Jackson, for your call.
Moving on.
Yeah, who have we got?
We're going to cop it today, Cage. No, we're going to cop it today. We've got to be ready for it.
Jars, we'll cop it, but be constructive and be fair about it. I'll carry on like pork chops. Steve of Seacliff Park. I can't say Seacliff Park now. Morning, Steve.
Hey, KJ. How you going, buddy?
Well, you've been terrific.
Yeah, mate, you're a bit shattered like myself. Yeah, look, what can we say? Yesterday, really, you can probably sum it up in two. It was, mate, that the forward line that's been vaunted for all year was really exposed as being really quite slow and whatever the case may be.
Yep.
If we're really honest with ourselves, like, if you said at the start of the year that Richmond were going to be topped, you would have been certified to go in the insane asylum. Yeah, I mean, true. No one would have picked it.
Yeah.
I think the answers are probably either we need some more grunt in that forward line. I'm thinking maybe Aaron Phillips. And maybe the medical officer could do something with mandatory throat infections inspections because the choking was just unbelievable, my friend. Unbelievable.
Well, look, the forward line's been terrific all year. Yesterday, it didn't function. It didn't work for whatever reason.
It's a big ground that they're exposed. They can hide these players in Adelaide Oval, mate. Yeah. You put them on a big ground, they're slow. Mm. Like, Eddie and that, no, they're not there. They're not up to it. On the big ground. They might as well trade him, I think.
Oh, hang on. You're not going to trade Eddie Betts. We can't. You just got to be sort of simple about it.
Also on Twitter, boys at Triple M Adelaide, just a couple of the replies at the moment. Simo says, Richmond showed up, Crows didn't. Got Declan saying, stopped taking risks to go through the corridor in second and third, playing into Tigers' hands by bombing it down the line. That's just work rate.
Well, we didn't play brave, Cage. We went in our shell once the pressure came on.
Yeah, we did. And
we didn't. We didn't play brave footy.
No, look, I agree, and that's why I perhaps thought at some stage in that third quarter, Jars, just throw things around to try and be a bit braver.
So you've been critical of Don, are you?
No, I'm not being critical.
Well, you just said throw things around.
Well, I'm just trying to be constructive. Everybody out there
throwing what around? So what would you do?
Well, I'm not a coach, but I thought just try something, Don, because what they were doing wasn't working. Just be the word brave is probably the way to go. It's unbelievable. Let's welcome to the program in a very difficult time, the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club, Andrew Fagan. Andrew, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Cage, mate. Good to chat to you guys.
Yeah, I know it's tough, Andrew, but can I ask you, and it's obviously still very raw at the moment, what happened yesterday, but have you taken a little time to reflect on the loss?
It's a funny question, isn't it? So, you know, as you could imagine.
Yep.
The leadership group, the coaches and the players, obviously there was a little bit of chat about the game immediately post-match and what didn't go right. So we picked a pretty bad day to have a pretty bad day and not taking away anything from the Richmond Football Club. They were fantastic. But we didn't bring the things that had got us there to the grand final. But it's a bit hard to go into too much detail because we haven't done it. So, the guys obviously had their post-match commitments. We went to a function with sort of family and friends, and now we'll get ourselves back to Adelaide this afternoon and go and meet some fans at Adelaide Oval. And I think that real reflection will take place over the coming days and when the coaching staff review the game properly. But it wasn't a good day out.
No, fair call.
Mates, can you understand the supporters are angry? They're filthy. They're looking for blood. Can you understand their situation? A lot of them, had all travelled. We had, 40,000 South Australians come to the grand final. And then the boys, obviously, in that second quarter, just fell apart under pressure. What do you say to that?
Yeah, look, Jazz, it's an emotional game and a passionate game that we play. And that's not just the players who are playing the game, but it's the supporters who are a part of it. And, as footy clubs, we tend to have to review that in the cold, hard light of day and devoid of the emotion of it because it's, that's not when you make sort of good decisions. Yeah. So, and I know that's sort of, it can be tough, but, we can't walk away from the fact that we had a pretty consistent year and played good footy throughout, but not in the, not on the stage when it mattered at the end. And, I'm not going to walk away from the fact that the guys were good enough to get to a grand final. They were. And I think, you know, everyone can form their own opinions. I think you guys probably both thought that we had a pretty good shot yesterday. So, but we weren't good enough on the day, and Richmond were really good. And it's, you know, it ends badly for 17 teams, and particularly probably seven teams in the final eight, and then particularly one team on grand final day. And, you know, I imagine the Swan supporters were pretty upset last year, and the Crow supporters are pretty upset this year. And what they can be assured of, though, is that, like we always do, we'll dust ourselves off and we'll work really hard to work out ways in which we can improve. And that's, you know, that's always the focus of the footy club. And I think we've done that over the last few years, and you've seen consistent improvement. Then we'll march on.
It's amazing, Andrew. I keep saying to myself yesterday, at some stage in this game, the Crows are going to come back and do something. But which they've done so many times throughout the year, the Collingwood game and things like that. But it just didn't happen yesterday. That was. Were you thinking the same thing or not?
Yeah, I was hoping. I sort of turned to Rob Chapman. I was probably maybe 10 minutes into the third quarter, and I actually said, this is a bad day to have a bad day. You could tell that the guys just weren't responding to the challenge in the way that they had, you know, done right throughout the course of the year. And it's, you know, I'm not sure exactly why that was. I certainly said the pressure from Richmond was enormous.
Yes.
And, so sort of on, none of my comments will take away from, you know, their deserving premiers. They've had an absolutely fantastic year and played well right through September and then yesterday. But look, our guys didn't respond. It's hard to say until you go through it, and the guys will talk to every one of the players as individually and collectively, and obviously review the tape and together with the observations they had on the day. But, you know, it's a tough game, this KG. In fact, if I listened to you throughout the year, you were up and about in the first 6 weeks, and then I think you declared a couple of weeks after that.
I did.
I promise you, the Crows will not make a grand final. They are done. And then a couple of weeks ago, you're saying, well, I think well, it'll be a failure if we don't make the grand final. Yeah. And then it was, well, I think we can win it. So it's a roller coaster, and you just hope you're up at the, you know, you're at the top of the sort of the roller coaster at the final Saturday in September. But we weren't, and said all we can do is get better. And said, I think that, you know, whatever we had it by the end of the season, it was 18 or 19 wins, whatever it might have been collectively. It's you know, it's pretty good. That's pretty good, but pretty good doesn't give you a flag. You know, not even really good gives you a flag. It's, you've got to be outstanding at the right time, and we weren't, and we've got to wear that, and we've got to accept it. We've got to accept that our fans are unhappy with it. No one will be more upset than the players and the coaches, and so, and that's, you know, to our fans, I say that you know, I promise you that. As tough as they're wearing it, it won't be, you know, any worse than what's being felt inside that. What was felt inside that change room yesterday.
Fakes, Pikey, I think, has done a terrific job, and it's his side now, and he's still a young coach in terms of AFL football. Do you think he could have done a bit more yesterday? Do you think he did enough in the coach's box yesterday?
Mate, I think so. Look, and I haven't spoken to Pikey to go through the game in detail, but. I think he reflected post game, and he, you know, what he can't do, work on himself is effort. The coaches can't deal with effort, and we're probably down in that area. And you know, structurally, they tried a few things, but just, you know, lots of things weren't working for us. Our skill level was down on where it normally is. We, for some reason, weren't taking the game on as we normally do. We were forced to go wider than we usually would. It was just a bunch of things that added together, and it was. They didn't see it coming. The guys had said it had a really good preparation. They'd been good for the last, you know, the previous few weeks. And I said some of that, I think, is Richmond's pressure. That's what their game is. They're a high pressure team, and we perhaps didn't respond to it. Well, sorry, we obviously didn't respond to that well. And then, whatever reason we had for a team that relies on an even contribution, and we've said that right throughout the course of the year, after every win and every loss, we're that's what we are. We're a team that relies on everyone contributing and playing their role, and we had far too many guys that didn't yesterday, and to work out the why in that over the coming weeks, and then, you know, work to address it and see if we can go one step further in 2018.
Yeah, fair answer. Andrew, I know you've said throughout the year you're not going to give a running commentary on who's going and who's staying, but can I ask you, Lever and Cameron, when do you hope to have a decision one way or the other?
Oh, mate, that's, I suppose, the period that we now enter into, you know, as all other clubs do through this trade period. And, yep. you know, we'll take a look at that now. And, you know, it's important to note when we sort of group those two guys together, one is off contract and the other is on contract. So I think that some, it gets locked. And that doesn't mean anything more than it should or shouldn't. But it's just, I think some of the commentary gets lost in that. But mate, that's the next period. So we've got the next month to work through all of that. But, you know, I'm not going to provide any more commentary than that, to be fair. And to be fair, it hasn't really been a focus for the last few weeks. It's the focus of some trying to get the job done yesterday, which we weren't able to do.
Andrew, we appreciate your time. I know it's tough for the boys, but we appreciate your time coming on and being so honest with Jasmine. So appreciate your time.
Thanks,
and don't
mate.
Forget, of course, folks, you can get down to the Adelaide Oval from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. this afternoon when it's a family day and the team has been strong enough to get down there, talk to you, their supporters, and have a wonderful day. Andrew, appreciate your time.
Yeah, good on you guys. I think the team should arrive there at probably around 2:30, 2:45. So, but the gates are open from 1. I think there'll be a bit of footage on the big screen of the finals campaign, some other bits and pieces. So, look, encourage people to get down there if they've got the time and sort of say good day to the guys. We know we've got extraordinary support. They've been massive all year, fans, and I couldn't be more proud of them. And said I couldn't be more disappointed that we couldn't deliver it for them yesterday. That's what we do it for. That's who we do it for. But you know, we'll dust ourselves off and get ourselves back up and be resilient and go again.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, mate.
Andrew Fagan, the CEO of the LA Football Club. Well, he answered the questions.
It's tough.
It is.
You could go harder, but what is it going to solve, Cage? You know,
well, you got to...
They're hurting.
Look, Jazz, let me ask this question quickly. They'll reflect on that performance. Mm. They'll ask themselves some questions about player A, player B, player C. Mm. Can you see them making some tough calls on that issue?
Gee, he needs to just try and restructure up the balance of the side, more so up forward.
Yep.
You know, in today's game, it's about speed. So they'll need to look at personnel there, Cage.
Yep.
I think we need to find one or two really angry, hard-type players that love the physical stuff, that really just go searching for it. And overall, it's not too bad, but that side yesterday won't win you a flag next year if they don't make some change.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said you'd like to see some players a bit more physical. No doubt about that.
Mm.
Okay, we'll be back very shortly. Did you feel that Don Pike did enough, and his assistant coaches did enough in the coach's box yesterday during the grand final? Let's go to Simon of Happy Valley. Good morning, Simon.
How you going, Ken?
Yeah, not too well. I've been going okay.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, I used to follow the Bays, so in 1980 I supported Richmond, but I'm a mad Crows supporter now. But I think yesterday I would have I would have made some moves at half time for sure. I would have probably chucked Jenkins the centre half back where originally he was designed to play, and I probably would have put Hardigan on Rance.
Yep.
And just made a couple of changes because Hardigan's a pretty tough guy. I reckon I would have given Rance a different look and just put someone down there that was prepared to throw his body around. And I would have told Josh, you've got to go out and hurt a few people. I think you've got to start crashing and banging and hurting and just throw caution to the wind.
See, Jars, Simon makes a good point. That's what I was trying to say earlier in the program. Blighty would have done something out of left field.
Yeah, Kevin Sheedy, those type of coaches, they're not frightened to throw the team around just to try and find an edge and get momentum back when
exactly.
You've lost it. Some good thoughts there.
Yeah, that's a good call, Simon. Thank you for your call.
Because what happens, KG, before you bring in the next caller, what happened when Jenkins goes into the ruck when Jacobs has a chop out onto the bench, we lose all our momentum around the ball.
Yep.
And then when he was on for that period of time, Richmond started, I think they kicked the goal and then they were surging the ball forward when Jenkins was pinch hitting in the ruck. I would have put Ottens in the ruck because he crashes in a bit more. And like you said, Jenkins could go down back, get him involved in the game so he can get a touch. You know what I mean? Nothing worse as a player when you haven't touched the ball in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Exactly right. No, that's a very good call. Very good point. Jen of Chapel Hill. Jen, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Well, I've been better, Jen.
Well, hanging in there, Jen.
Yeah, number one, I'm a Collingwood supporter.
Well, commiserations.
So Adelaide supporters are just sniffing where I've been on grand final day. And I think they should suck it up. The second thing, as a mother of a footballer, I think they should stop hanging it on the team and get behind them a little bit now, especially. They'll need it.
Yep.
And thirdly, I'm a coach. And one of the things I've done in the past when I haven't been able to get my point across or I'm not winning is I change things. And I didn't see any of that in the game yesterday.
Yep.
I just saw them failing the boys badly. You know, right down to the defending of the Richmond goals, there was, you know, one player jumping and waving his arms around. And yet any time that the Crows took to goal, there was three or four Richmond players jumping around and waving their hands. You know, little things count. So.
Yeah, they do. Jen, you make a very good point. If that was one criticism that I had, was that I felt perhaps he should have thrown it about a bit, but a good call, Jen. Got John of Norwood. G'day, John.
Hi, Kenny. Andrew.
G'day, Johnny.
G'day, Johnny.
Yeah, mate. I watched the replay again. I still, like just that other caller said, the coaching staff, it's not pipe, but I think the forward coach, Teagle, like, there was some rumour the other day saying he's gone.
Yeah, he is.
This and there and all that.
Yeah, he will be. He will be, John.
I think they've got to be ruthless and let him go because I think he coached very ordinary in the forward line yesterday. And Hardiman, I can't believe, Andrew, you've coached and he was off the ground too long. And they put Brown on
Martin.
Dusty. That was just a bad call, bad move.
That's rotations,
anyway,
mate.
Anyway, they're a ruthless club. They've got to be ruthless regarding
personnel.
Standard in that time.
Yep.
And they've got to be more ruthless with their assistants. Camporelli's been there too long. They've got to get someone that's got a bit of drive and a little bit of gut.
All right, Johnny.
Good on you, John.
Gee, they're ruthless this morning. I don't mind telling you. Larry of Kilkenny. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, boys. I'm devastated. Don't worry.
Join the club.
Yeah. Look, I think speed was important. I think maybe Charlie should have played more in the pockets. Maybe we should have brought in Malaria, even someone like Hampton. But I think at the end of the day, the pressure on the ball from Richmond was too much for us. And that's what really cost us dearly. And maybe Jenkins should have gone in the back line and we should have had maybe Lairdy go up forward. I don't know, but we missed Brodie Smith big time.
Yeah, we did. But just throw it
spot on, Larry. Brodie Smith and McGovern—they're two big holes, KG, out of your, because they're in your best 18.
No question.
I actually said, and I'm so confident we'd win by 60 odd points. I said, and I've been saying all around me, our bottom six is better than Richmond's bottom six by 5 goals.
Well, there you go.
Well, I got that wrong.
Well, fair thing. But you know, look, there's been some fair criticism about the lack of movement.
But KG, saying we should have brought in Miller and Hampton, and there's some merit in that. But when you're winning by 60 plus points,
you stay with them
in prelim finals and second semi finals.
Yep.
As a coach, you back that in.
Of course you do.
You don't see this coming. You don't see the oncoming train coming the other way, and you go, bugger me, how am I going to get out of this? Do you as a coach? Because the boys haven't let you down so far this year, and that's something Don's going to have to go away and reinvent himself like Hardwick did 12 months ago.
Yep, no, fair call, Jars. Okay, stay with us, folks. We've got still plenty to come between
have
now
we?
And... What's that?
Is this our last show?
Oh, just be quiet.
On a Sunday?
Just be don't gloat about
and
that.
And what time are we finishing? Because I need to know. I'm
4 o'clock.
I'm starting to get fatigued. What?
4 o'clock?
it's an AFL Grand Final special.
All right. Can we also point out, Jars, just back here while you're in Melbourne and we're in Adelaide, that it's about to hit 11:30 where you are. You still actually have an hour to go. That's from management.
Daylight saving.
Yeah, Matt's no just phoned to that. Say, just rev Jars up and tell him to work a bit harder.
Oh, Matt, our boss Matt, the program director, our boss who I saw staggering around Flinders Street last night with about 6 of his mates, called me Ditz, he said. G'day, Ditz. That's how well our boss was going. He ought to be ashamed of himself, our boss.
Oh, comment Andrew Newton-Jarman. Yeah. Back soon with more. Folks, stay with us. We met yesterday's game. What went wrong? Enough accident out of the box. 133.53. We've got Heather of Hallett Cove. Morning, Heather.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing? And I know it's not good.
No, not good. Heather. Are you a Crow supporter, Heather?
I am. I have been since 2000 when I moved to Adelaide. Before that, I really wasn't an AFL fan at all.
But now you're in love with the Crows.
Love the Crows. Always have. I work with Kyle Hardigan's mum. She's a gem. He's awesome. And he played quite well yesterday.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
No, so, I thought he was good. I thought Hardigan was good.
What's your take?
Look, I think there are a few players that really seemed like they played the game last week. They really didn't come in and play. And like you, don't think we need to mention all of them. But the reality is this is still just a game. The sun's coming up tomorrow,
and we
still have next year, and we still beat 8 or 16 other teams in the competition this year. We'll do better support, which is a good thing.
More than a game, Heather. It's more than a game. South Australia's reputation was on display at the G yesterday.
It was poor, but we'll get there again next year.
Good on you, Heather. I love you being positive. That's a nice little upturn today. Takes a lady, see, Jars, to be positive.
It's good.
As Marion, your lovely wife, would have been positive with you after the game yesterday.
Oh, right, who's next?
Brett at Fenton. Good morning, Brett.
How you going, Chase?
Not bad, Brett.
Condolences, I should say.
Sorry, mate?
Condolences, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Richmond supporter,
are you
Brett?
Sincere in saying that?
No, I'm South Australian, I've barracked for the Crows. I Port Adelaide, but I wanted to see the Crows win.
Well, this is refreshing too.
One thing that got me, though, was during the second quarter, which is our most powerful quarter, I listened to the commentators and the experts, and they took their ruckman off for a while, and they had an extra ball player in the midfield.
Yeah.
Mm. And they smashed us in the second quarter, and the commentator turned around and said, that's completely surprising. They might have to keep that for later in the game if the Crows come back. And then at halftime, Matthew Richardson and Tim Watson came out of the Richmond dressing room, and the boys were saying the Crows are arguing amongst themselves. We've got them. And this was the commentator at halftime, and I'm thinking, wow. Never heard that in a grand final.
Well, no, I heard that, and I pricked my ears up and thought, well, that's not like the Adelaide Football Club, Jars.
No, it's not. No, the boys were frustrated, and the thing was, young Grigg for Richmond went into the ruck.
Yep.
And exactly. they brought in that extra mid around the stoppages. So that's where your assistant coaches need to be supporting Don and saying, look, this is what's happening, mate. We need to round him up or get Sauce. I don't think Sauce was in the ruck, but I think that just unsettled Sauce slightly because he's a smaller type player. And
that's where my ears pricked up and I got worried. Up until then, I was super confident like you guys, the Crows had the form, but. We were just losing the contested battle at the coalface.
No, that's a good observation.
But our game style didn't hold up to grand final footy, Cage.
No, fair call, Jars.
Bottom line.
Thank you, Brett. We've got Jack of Aldinga Beach. Jack.
How are you, guys?
Good, thank you.
Now, I'm a Richmond fan, guys.
Well done.
I must say, I reckon the Crows' issue was exactly your attitude last Saturday, KG.
What was that?
Now, I sat here and listened to you and Rhett Biglands go, regardless of who wins tonight, you are over the line. You acted like you'd won it already.
Yep, fair call. I did
you
that.
You did jump the gun, Cage.
I did last week. I happily admit that.
You did. That didn't help.
And I just think, respect.
Who went into the game favourites?
Yeah, the Crows were, mate. But look at the record into the finals. Did we beat the same two teams?
What do you mean, the same two teams?
In the finals, KJ.
Well, the Crows' form in the finals was good.
As was Richmond's, though, which is, I think, where you showed no respect to your opposition.
Look.
You didn't pay any respect to Richmond whatsoever, Cage.
Well, because I thought I was quite honest and open, saying that the Crows, in my view, and I'm entitled to my opinion the same as Jack is, that the Crows would beat Richmond. And I'm not going to hold back either.
But we're talking about a team that drubbed Geelong and drubbed GWS, and you gave them no respect.
Oh, no respect. Of course you give your opposition respect, but you've got an opinion. And my opinion was we would beat whoever we played. It didn't happen. I was wrong. For one of the first times in my life.
Enjoy the win, Jack. Enjoy the win.
Good luck, Jack. Hope you enjoyed the time. It's been a long time between drinks.
Right.
Jack, first time in 37 years. At least we got a couple up our sleeve.
Thank
you, Jack. Jeez, Alex of McGill. Good morning, Alex.
Got to be humble, mate.
Well, I am very humble.
Good morning. Good morning, KG. Good morning, Daz. firstly, hold on. Firstly, I would like to apologise to KG for calling him a joke last week, now that we've got that out of the way.
Thank you.
Now, I would Personally, on behalf of the Richmond supporters and the Richmond Football Club, would like to thank Jars and yourself, KG. You convinced the Adelaide public and the Adelaide footballers that they were unbeatable. You convinced them. I listen to you blokes every weekend. You convinced them they could not lose, KG.
I tell you
and
what,
Jars.
Alex.
Hold on, KG. Let me speak here, buddy. Okay? Let me speak. Now, whether you like it or not, the Adelaide Football Club, their brand of football is not conducive to grand final football at the MCG. That's just a fact. They're too big and too slow. My only concern was Cameron. The minute he got injured, I was celebrating, buddy. I'm still in Melbourne. I'll be here for the next 24 hours. If I don't get locked up, it'll be a miracle. I've got to be back at work Tuesday morning. It'll be a miracle. I haven't slept. I'm not going to sleep for another 24 hours. Oh, we're from Tigerland.
Yeah, right, eh?
I find right, jury, we're from Tigerland. KG,
well, Alex,
KG.
You know what, Alex?
Yeah.
It's
what,
only
mate?
Taking you 37 bloody years to get one. So
I hope you enjoy it. Hold on, KG. It's not our first, it's our 11th, you moron. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a moron. But you're a moron, KG.
It's your first in 37 years.
Yes, but we've got 11 of them. 11.
Well, you ought to be. You've been in the competition 100 bloody years.
Hold on, KG. Cop it on the chin, mate. Did you not get on the radio station every morning and tell us we're unbeatable, we're unbeatable? You're an app. I don't want to call you a joke because I don't want to disrespect you. I'm on cloud nine at the moment. I still haven't come down. If I don't get locked up, it'll be a miracle. You know that, don't you?
Well, okay. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Good luck, Alex. Hope you have a wonderful day. Fair dinkum.
KG, is there any more calls before I... Just quickly, Cage. Some people have... I've been getting all these text messages about the Adelaide Crows national anthem stance.
It's ridiculous.
I thought it was fine, but some people reckon it's... They boys look like flogs. It was disrespectful to the Richmond Footy Club.
Well, I said that to you
and
2 weeks
ago. And they're being criticised over here too from some of the media outlets.
Disrespectful to our national anthem.
But I don't have an issue with the boys with their stance.
Oh, I don't like it.
It's
created all this publicity, the publicity that the Adelaide Football Club don't need. They don't need that sort of publicity. It's been in the papers every day. Now they're going to get smashed for it. It's ridiculous. Just play the game. Unbelievable. 133353. Andrew Newton Jarman. That's the best part of the day. Andrew Newton Jarman's in Melbourne. Like my sense of humour, Jars?
No, I don't.
KG and Jars with you. Jars is in Melbourne, still enjoying the atmosphere of the big grand final.
I'm not enjoying it. No, don't.
Well, what
put words
was the
in my mouth.
Like?
I'm not enjoying it. Oh, it was electric, mate. It was the Richmond Footy Club. They are so passionate.
Yep.
I've never seen anything like it, KG. You know, it was unbelievable to just to witness and see it, because we got done 70-30 their way in terms of support.
Well, they got 75,000 members. You know, it's interesting, Jars. Mm. When I was watching the game yesterday.
Yep.
I just got the impression that here we are, we finished minor premiers, we won our finals games, yet we're playing Richmond, which the G is their home ground.
Yeah, it is. Well, there you go. So I've always advocated that the AFL grand final should be moved around.
Yeah, but then the argument is, where else do you fit 100,000?
But then another 100,000 fans missed out on getting a ticket, KG.
Yeah,
what's
true.
The difference?
Yeah,
the
true.
MCG, and they've got the grand final... And I think 2037. So there's an agreement in place.
Correct.
But, you know, you've got moved. WA building it. You know, their new ground's going to be ready for next year. And I don't know why. We could have had it at home like yesterday, played at home.
There's a new ground being built in WA as well. So that's interesting.
Well, I just said that. But you listen?
Oh, I do. But I was just thinking something else that, you know, I just got the impression that yesterday where we were playing Richmond on their home ground.
Well, we were. So if you want to have equalisation, you've got to move it around, I reckon. Well,
let's take some calls. 133353. You can talk about yesterday's game, any part of it, the coach's box, whatever. Or should the grand final be moved to other venues? Andrew of Beaumont has given us a call. Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, good day.
I think
it's an absolute disgrace that the minor premiers or whoever finishes higher on the ladder.
Yep.
Doesn't get to play in their home stadium. So this 50-year deal or whatever it is absolutely ridiculous, because every Victorian side will always get the advantage. Yep. No one can deny it. All year, all you hear about is home ground advantage. As soon as it hits finals, everyone shuts up. Yep. No one talks about it. It's like, why is it during the finals that suddenly there's no such thing as a home ground advantage? Of course there is. Richmond would not have wanted to play at Adelaide Oval. It was a foregone conclusion that Adelaide would have won.
So Andy, you're suggesting that the grand final yesterday should have been played at Adelaide Oval?
Of course.
Okay.
Adelaide earned the right. For all their supporters, they earned the right. They gutsed it out all year. They finished top. That's where it should be played. To reward the team that gutsed it out all year.
Just?
And it's not just the interstate teams. Geelong were disadvantaged. Geelong should have had their home final.
Yeah.
That should have been at Cardinia Park. They were disadvantaged. Geelong would have won that first final. But again, because Richmond's played however many games at the MCG, 14, they know the ground. They've got 90,000 supporters, and good on them. But that is a huge advantage to a team that hasn't earned that right.
Fair enough. Thanks, Andrew. You make very passionate.
And it's just not that. It's last year. All history remembers is the Bulldogs won. Sydney had to travel. That should have been played in Sydney, but everyone will forget about that. It just gets pushed under the rug. All they'll remember is how great it was for Western Bulldogs to win.
There you go.
Good on you, mate. And KG, there's still a VFL mentality over here regarding interstate football. I'm telling you right now, there's so much biased towards the interstate size. The past four grand finals, Victorian teams have faced like an interstate side, KG. Victoria have won all of them.
So there you go.
A Victorian club has won the last four grand finals against interstate sides.
I don't like your chances of that ever changing either, Jazz, although there's a reason to talk about
equalisation, KG. That's all we want in our AFL, in our national competition. I still think it's a VFL competition.
Very cool. Now let's go to John of Enfield. Go ahead, John.
Head on, mate.
What's your take on that?
I was there yesterday, and towards the end of the second quarter, in the third, you had the Richmond fans standing up cheering, shouting, and when they're all chanting together, you can just feel them all echoing through your body. Now, our boys down on the ground, they can feel that too.
Mm.
And the Crow supporters just weren't loud enough. Like, I tried starting a lot of chants, and I lost my voice over just about. And nobody's making a sound. That's a big letdown for our guys.
Nah,
I reckon our support crew needs to step up a bit if we go back again and definitely make ourselves heard. Because I reckon it was a weak effort on the ground, brought on by a weak effort by our support.
I
think John raises a very good point, and it's something we've got to get better at. I think we're getting better, more so Adelaide Oval, KG, but I still think we can make that even another level in terms of support. But John's right. The Richmond Army, they're a different level. They're a bit like Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide, they're good. Their fans are really good when they're up and about. And like he said, you get chills down your spine when you hear that type of support, KG.
Yep, I agree. I agree. There's nothing better than the support from the fans. Let's take Peter of Evandale. G'day, Peter.
G'day. How are you, guys?
Yeah, good.
G'day,
thank you, Pete.
Yeah, Charles, you were saying about bringing a bit of hardness in the forward line, and I think the Crows might have dismissed this, but I reckon they should have a look maybe at Jakey Stringer. He's won a grand final, he's hard, he can turn the match around, similar to like your brother in a grand final, four or five goals in a quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe do a trade with someone who didn't perform. Look, it's something we've got to look at the future, and he's only a young guy, and a bit of hardness in the forward line, like you're saying, we lack.
Yeah, we know. We agree. Yeah, we
did.
Something we can look at.
I reckon.
They've got to look at everything.
Gee.
Got to look at every player that's available and what that can add to the side. I think we've got to rejig our forward structure just next year. Because the game's about speed, KG.
I agree.
And a couple of our callers are right. We were too tall and too slow on the MCG. exposes you.
But, Jarge, you wouldn't. If you were Crows, you would look at taking Jake Stringer, surely.
Oh, look, he's got some issues off-field, KG.
Exactly right.
Big story came out during the day. I don't know if you got it over there in Adelaide, about his ex-partner came out and just whacked him about his
off-field dramas.
Off-field, you know, he's gambling and all that. So he's copped the whack over here in the media. So that's something the Crows, you look at character first, KG.
Correct.
If that's not right, you don't
you've
touch him.
You've always said to me, Jarge, it's just as important to get the right character as it is the best football. And I totally and utterly agree with you for change. That's spot on. Absolutely. Good on you. Okay, 133.53 is our number. Still plenty to come on the post-AFL Grand Final Dead Set Legends.
If you missed Andrew Fagan Crocio having a chat with the boys, you're going to hear it very, very soon, including a bit of a clip towards KG, which I thought was ballsy. Yeah,
it was a fair clip. I'll cop it sweet.
Jars loved it. Jars loved it.
Yeah, I know. He started it, probably.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Yeah, Q&A with KG, our last one for the year. This is our last show for the year, and we'll wrap things up very shortly.
Fire
so
up,
let's
Jars.
Get underway. Have reputations been tarnished in the Adelaide Crows side, KG, after yesterday's loss?
They have, no question about that. Yep, they have.
Were you going to name anyone?
No, I'm not going to name. I got shot for doing it early in the year.
Tommy cricketer Benny Stokes, who threw punches in a drunken tirade, should he play in the Ashes series or should the England Cricket Board sack him and drop him and leave him home?
England Cricket Board should sack him. No doubt about that. What he did, there's no excuse for that. He's England's vice captain. He should be above that. I know it's easier said than done. I drop him.
Who taught you how to ride a bicycle as a kid?
My late father. And I remember the second time I tried, I fell off the bike and broke my bloody arm.
Did Doug Williams help you out?
Doug Williams, yes, he did. Dougie Williams, yeah.
Well, why didn't you say Doug Williams?
Well, I was thinking about Dad, because Dad was the important factor. But no, Dougie Williams did. And a good bloke too, Dougie.
Wasn't he a boundary umpire?
He was a boundary umpire. One day at Elizabeth Oval, I was running the boundary with him.
Yeah.
The ball's gone out of play, and Dougie has got the ball, faced it to the ground, and threw the ball into the crowd. Unbelievable. Straight into the crowd it went. He owned the rag trade too in Wright Street.
Okay.
Not a very good rag shop, I don't mind telling you.
Did Don Pike get shafted by the AFL for missing out on Coach of the Year?
I personally would have given it to him, yes, for sure. Okay. Yep, with all due respects, I would have given it to him.
Western Bulldogs Football Club, have they still got a hangover?
Yes, they have, and they've got other issues as well, which is a little bit more serious.
Okay. Have you sent the wrong photo of yourself to Tinder?
Tinder.
Mate, have you sent the wrong photo of yourself to Tinder?
If I sent a photo of myself to Tinder, I'd be besieged with phone calls.
Jeremy Howe stiff not to win the Mark of the Year.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely. With all due respects to Joe Danner, lovely young man. But that's cost him about 40 grand.
Was the Brownlow medalist telecast good or bad on Monday night?
Bad with a capital B.
What do you want on your tombstone to say?
Just say, here lies Kenneth George Cunningham, born on the 26th of July 1939. And what a good bloke he was too!
Has Gary Ablett been disrespectful to the Suns by asking to leave to Geelong?
Absolutely. I would play hardball with Gary Ablett Jr. He wanted the money, and I loved him as a player, and I had great respect, but he's done himself no favours here. Play hardball.
What life advice would you pass along to your grandchildren?
Be a good citizen, show respect.
Yeah.
All the things that I haven't done. Be courteous. And all those sort of wonderful things.
Should Aussie captain Steve Smith step down in 50 over and 2020 competitions?
I would, yes. I would. I'd hang on to him for a captain of the test side. Otherwise, he'd be overworked. And he's still got a way to go, in my view, so far as his captaincy is concerned. I like to see him just stick to playing test cricket as captain.
Has Channel 9 Footy Show lost its appeal even with Eddie Maguire?
It's gained a little bit more prestige.
That means yes.
Who's asking this bloody question? You or me? Yes.
All right. You had a choice on Saturday, missing the Crows Grand Final or watching your beautiful grandchildren dance. What would you do
if you had
a choice?
I'd ask my daughter Sally to go and watch the girls dance, and I'll go to the footy.
I'd go
and see my granddaughter's dance.
And how often does your brain go into autopilot?
Quite often, unfortunately. Don't laugh.
The last 2 hours?
Oh, hang on, I've carried you.
All right, that's it. Well done. That's the last one for the year. Q&A with KG.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Have you got a question for Jars to even things up?
I'll think of one.
I'll think of one. So that put me on the spot, but I'll think of one.
All right, is that it? We done?
No, because we've still got another song, and then we've got to wrap up. And then
I've got one for Jars.
Oh, here we go. Drop the music.
Who should be the general manager of Triple M?
Who should be the general manager of Triple M?
Yeah.
Well, it's James Pedersen, our current general manager of Triple M. Why?
And you're his best friend. You know what I'm getting at, aren't you, Jars? You got your own record. Got your own this.
No,
your own that.
No, I haven't.
You got this. Whatever you ask for, you get.
Yeah. Hey, have you got a contract for next year yet?
No, I've got the flicker lick.
Be nice to me.
So there you go.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1 hour express service.
Triple M.